Welcome to Thrive Diaries, the podcast for busy people who want to live their best life. I'm your host, Liz Douglas, former food buyer turned plant-based foodie influencer who is obsessed with personal growth and wellness. Thank you for being here and let's get into today's episode. Hello, welcome back to the Thrive Diaries podcast. It's Liz here. I hope you're having an awesome day wherever you are. I am personally recording this on a Sunday afternoon. I've got a soy latte with me. I am in the spare bedroom at my house. And if I sound out of breath, it's because I'm 40 weeks pregnant and a few days. So there you go. There's a big baby pushing up against my lungs at the moment, but I'm feeling good otherwise. It's been a really easy pregnancy and I'm grateful that I'm, you know, healthy enough and happy and, you know, got my healthy little baby boy who's due any day now. So that's exciting. But in the meantime, I'm just in full-time content creator mode and I am absolutely loving it. I am smashing out so much content at the moment between like this amazing project that I've been working on with Naturally Nina, recording podcast episodes again, which is super fun because the podcast ended like late last year in late 2022. I took a break for a few months and I'm loving being back. So yeah, I'm in a really good vibe. Hope you guys can feel it on the other end of this little chat. Today's episode, to get into it. So I've been implementing some new mindset shifts in 2023 that have been really, really helpful for me. And I wanted to share them with you because they might be helpful for you too, especially if you're trying to juggle like a side hustle, or maybe you have some creative project that you want to do, or maybe there's just some other goals in your life that you're wanting to achieve. Hopefully these will be of assistance. What I'm going to share isn't like, you know, fundamentally groundbreaking, like it's not new concepts necessarily, but they have been really helpful for me and just these subtle kind of shifts. So I hope they're also helpful for you. So to get right into it, I started this year, first of all, by doing a bit of a reflection at the like end of 2022. I was in Cairns with Steve's family for Christmas and New Year's, which was amazing. Really nice to have some downtime. And I spent a lot of that time journaling and thinking about the year that had been, this new phase that I'm going into as being a mom, and then also having some time to kind of try and do the content creation thing full time whilst having a newborn baby. So I knew it was going to be a big year and a very different year to the ones before. And I think that was why I was putting so much time, I suppose, into that reflection at the end of the year. Anyway, it's paying off for me now because I feel like I've got this really clear vision of what I want to achieve. So first things first, my biggest tip would be if you do have a goal that you want to achieve this year, or if you want to make a change in your life, maybe you're not even sure what that might be, the best thing that you can do, and it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be at the end of the year or the beginning of the year, all of that is just arbitrary, right? We're human beings, so we're all working to like a kind of annual calendar, but you can do this at any time. But I always think there's so much value in going back, reflecting, thinking about what you really enjoyed in the year prior, or it could be maybe in the like last 6 months or whenever it is that you are listening to this, and then thinking about what it is that you want to bring into your life in the next 6 months or the next 12 months. And that just really helps clarify, okay, what am I actually doing on a day-to-day basis that's getting me closer to that vision? Because for me, once I sort of established what I wanted to achieve this year, and that was, you know, things like restarting the podcast, posting consistently on Instagram, growing my Instagram following more, having more engagement, having more connection with the people that I'm meeting on Instagram and on social media, growing my TikTok, it allowed me to then think of actionable steps by working backwards from that goal as to what I was going to do. And I had other personal goals too as well. Like, it's not all social media, right? Like, even though that's kind of like the biggest part of my life right now, I would say. But things like, you know, how am I going to set up my finances this year? How are we going to manage payments when like my maternity leave ends from my current role? Wanting to pay off our mortgage, like how quickly can we do that? And also things like, you know, wanting to be a healthy, fit version of myself, wanting to make sure that I have time and space and a lot of mental energy to dedicate to this beautiful new baby boy that I'm going to have as well, wanting to be a good mom and allowing like some time around that too. So yeah, lots of other goals aside from just content creation, but it allows you, once you have established, I guess, and clarified what it is that you actually want, it makes it just like simple to put it into actionable steps. So for example, working backwards from those goals, I was like, okay, there's quite a lot going on here. I want to have the podcast going again. I want to be making all of this video content. I wanted to fix up my website. That was a huge goal for me, is to like improve my website's ranking on Google and like work on my search engine optimization. I wanted to start syndicating my content across YouTube, Pinterest, Facebook, What other platforms are there? Oh yeah, TikTok and Instagram, obviously. I wanted to basically start approaching the way that I was doing content creation as more of a business rather than just like a side hustle, which is what it has been for the last, you know, few years that I've been doing it. So I was thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, well, this is quite a lot. You know what I mean? Another one of my goals is also to have this little baby and to, it's not even a goal, it's a happening thing. But I mean, you know, one of my goals, I guess, was to have a lot of space around having a baby. So that when he's actually born, I can just be present and like focusing on being a mom and adjusting to this really immense change in my life. And so that means that I need to have a lot of work done and a lot of content batched prior to him being born so that I can actually enjoy that time and not feel like I have these two competing priorities in my life and like I'm having to let one thing go to support another. So what I ended up doing was just writing out a list of all of the things that I needed to be doing on a regular basis in order to meet this goal. So for example, you know, I want to be posting on Instagram 3 times a week, ideally. I want to have 4 podcast seasons throughout the year with 8 episodes a season. I want to be posting all of my content across all 4 social media platforms or 5 social media platforms. I need to be releasing, say, 1 blog post a week, or maybe I need to be making sure that all blog content is meeting X standard. Therefore, like I need to have an article written in order for it to be SEO optimized, all this stuff, right? So I started writing it all out and I was looking at this list and I was like, whoa, like this is a lot. And I started to feel overwhelmed and starting to feel a little bit anxious. And that was one of the mindset shifts that I implemented. I was like, okay, why am I feeling anxious? Like these are just tasks. And I'm not going to give them any more power than they need to. I think in the past, I've always taken things on really personally, like as though I'm not disciplined enough or like I don't have the willpower to complete something or like that's why I'm procrastinating on something because I'm just not good enough, blah, 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 blah. And I realized that I'm like, no, you know what? I'm going to just take a more business-like kind of approach to these things and just think, okay, these are the tasks that need to get done. What can I do? How long do they take? And what could somebody else do? Or what could I automate in a system that is going to make my life so much easier? So I think I just tried to take the passion out of it almost a little, which sounds like counterintuitive because it's like, oh, well, shouldn't you be like loving whatever, you know, work you're doing or like whatever side hustle you're doing? And the answer is yes, of course I do. But I just don't want to make it mean anything more than it needs to mean, you know, and it doesn't need to be personal. I think it just needs to be like, okay, well, these are the things that need to get done in order to reach XYZ goal. So I've been focusing on getting some systems set up in place in different areas of my life just to support me in that. So some of the tools that I'm really loving are things like Asana, which is a project management kind of platform, which you can use if you're working on a creative project across like, you know, multiple people. It can be a really good project tool. You can mark off tasks. You can like drag and drop things. Definitely check it out if you haven't heard of it yourself. It's very similar to some other softwares that are out there, like kind of similar to Trello boards and things like that. And then there's also, what is there, monday.com and things like that. I haven't actually tried. I've tried Trello, which was okay, but not amazing. And then there's also monday.com, which I haven't tried either, but I believe there's other ones too. It just is basically like a digital list of tasks that you need to do and you can mark them off and drag and drop them. There's like an iPhone app and it just makes life a lot easier rather than having like post-it notes scattered everywhere. And for me as well, like I am quite a chaotic person in some ways. Like I often just have like, you know, bits of random bits of paper and things like that floating around. So it's been really great to be able to like digitize things and just be like, okay, here's my task list. Let's start working through it. I also finally got like my OneDrive set up so that I'm like actually transferring all of my data onto OneDrive and I'm not constantly in this battle of like trying to make content on my phone and then running out of data storage. And it was just like a pain in the ass and this constant source of like frustration for me. So I got things like OneDrive set up. I have like even things like a little charging dock now, like on my desk so that I'm always putting my phone into the charging dock. So it's always charged. So when I go to like create a reel or something like that, I have full battery on it. I'm not just like in this frustrated state where I'm like, oh my God, things can't work for me. And I realized that because I've just been in this side hustle go, go, go mode for like the last few years where I've been juggling like the Instagram stuff on the side and the podcast on the side as a full-time job, I've never taken the time to actually think about what it is I'm doing. Like, are there processes that I could put in place? Are there things that I could take, you know, approaches that I could take from the corporate world in my last role where it's like, what is the most efficient way of doing this? What are the actual steps? What's my standard operating procedure? Do you know what I mean? For creating a reel or for managing my content syndication across these different platforms, for writing a blog post, for creating a podcast episode. You know, it was always just barely being able to keep up with the content creation cycle, I suppose. And now that I'm on maternity leave and I've had a little bit more time on my hands to really think about what I'm doing, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been making life so hard for myself. And I've also been feeling bad about it, even though I actually should have been feeling awesome about it, because it's like, hey, you're getting so much work done. You're working full time still. And look at all of the content that you're pumping out. But anyway, all of that aside, basically the point that I'm trying to make about all of these systems that I mentioned earlier and stuff, it's all about taking a little bit of the passion and the heat away from what you're doing and thinking, okay, these are the tasks that need to get done in order for me to achieve this goal, or at least maybe these are the tasks that I think I need to do. Because of course, we always need to be reflecting and looking at whether or not what we're doing is actually working for us and actually moving the needle in terms of getting us closer to our goals. But all of that aside, assuming that you've actually got the right tasks in place, not feeling bad about it if you're not getting things done, and also just thinking objectively and being like, okay, why am I not doing these things? Why am I not posting on Instagram 3 times a week? Why am I not releasing podcast episodes? Is it because I don't have enough time? Is it because I feel a bit like uncomfortable about it because I'm out of my comfort zone? Is it because I, you know, need some support? I need some education on this. Like, because for me, when I started thinking about that more, I was like, oh my gosh, you know what? There's just a lot of volume here. I need some help, and like, I need more hours in the day. And it's so funny that I didn't think to outsource anything when I was actually working full time. And now that I'm not working full time, I feel like now I've got more help than I did before. But anyway, I was thinking, okay, what are the tasks that only I can do? Only I can go into my kitchen and film a recipe reel. Only I can sit down in the spare room and record a podcast episode. Like, nobody else can do these things. So that has to stay with me. But I looked at all of the other tasks on my list. For example, like optimizing my website for SEO, taking it onto a new plugin. I use WordPress as an aside, and it needed to be like overhauled and stuff. I'm like, okay, that could be done by somebody who not only is better at it than me, but is also going to enjoy it, and I can just pay them to do it. And now in the past, another barrier from letting me outsource, or like another mental barrier for me from outsourcing, was that I was like, oh, but I could just do that myself, or I can do it better, or I can do it cheaper. And actually, side note, I cannot do it better most of the time, to be honest. There's somebody out there who's got way more skills in different areas than me. I just need to stay in my lane and focus on what I'm good at, which is the content creation side. But yeah, before I would have looked at all of that as an expense and been like, oh, well, why would I pay $80 for somebody to do that? Or why would I pay a few $100 for somebody to overhaul my website when I could probably figure it out myself? And it's like, no, that's an investment, right? And I'm buying my own time. That's how I view it now. I'm like, I'm not paying somebody else. I'm actually buying that time back for me. And how much value can I add if I buy, say, 10 hours of somebody's time? Do you know what I mean? I think that it's just a different attitude and a different approach to it. And again, it comes down to that, like, not feeling like this emotion behind it. It's just a matter of fact thing where it's like, okay, so for me to go and upload this backlog of recipes onto my website, that might take me 10 hours. I could either do that myself, or I could pay somebody on Upwork, which is this like platform where you can go and find like professionals as well. Highly recommend it. You know, maybe like $200, and they could go and do that for me. And I'm like, okay, that seems like a good deal. Or like, you know, I could pay somebody potentially $15 or $20 an hour, and they'll be able to go and do all of this administrative work for me behind the scenes. It just takes a little bit of time, granted, for you to set them up and to show them the right way to do it. But it's really quite simple, because you just send like a Loom video on your screen if you are interested in doing that. And that was such a game changer for me, because I was like, what is the point in me working so hard and earning money from like brand sponsorships and stuff on Instagram and generating money in my business if I'm not going to reinvest it, and if I'm not going to allow myself the time to actually grow and also meet my other personal goals, like having some time off with my baby in a few months? Like, I need to buy time. And the other really cool thing about outsourcing was that it forced me to think about, okay, what is actually the best practice here? Like, what is the standard operating procedure for posting a video onto YouTube or onto Pinterest? Because that's one of the tasks that I got a virtual assistant to help me with on Upwork. And I was realizing that when I looked into it, because I was like, oh, well, I don't want to teach her the wrong way to do it, and I only want to show her once, because I don't want to confuse her, right? So then when I looked into it, I was like, oh my God, you've been doing it wrong this whole time, because I just never really bothered to take the time to learn about these other platforms. But it's like, if you're going to take it seriously, and if you're going to pay somebody else, it suddenly makes it seem more like of a legitimate task, and then you take it more seriously and it forces you to be like a little bit of a better version of yourself, I guess. One of the other things I'm outsourcing to now, I've just signed on with an agent, which is super exciting, and he's going to be like taking a 20% commission on all brand deals that he brings in for me. But it's so cool because I'm like, no, I'm really happy to like give this money to somebody, or not give this money, like they've earned it rather, but you know, I'm really happy to be, I guess, growing what I am doing and treating it in a more business-like way, and to be paying people, because it means that things are actually going to get done and it doesn't just fall back to me being like, oh, I'm overwhelmed and anxious and like I can't do everything and I feel frustrated and why don't I have the systems in place to like help me? Not that I ever thought about it like that, but I just always felt like everything was hard. Do you know what I mean? And this takes the hardness away. And it just becomes more like a, okay, here are the systems that are in place. This is how we work together. These are the things that I need to do. This is my task list. And now I'm just kind of treating things in a very task orientated way. And I'm like, cool, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. This person's going to do this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just sort of getting on with it, which is really, really like just such an emotional relief, I suppose, rather than me stewing on things and feeling frustrated and feeling like a bit anxious and overwhelmed. Now I just feel like I have like a flow going, you know? And it's so satisfying when you start to see it working and you're like, oh my God, like, you know, I'm actually getting closer to like these bigger goals that I had. And yeah, super exciting. So even if you're not necessarily a content creator, maybe you have a side hustle, or maybe you have, I don't know, like fitness goals that you want to be working towards, or perhaps, you know, like you have a savings target that you want to work towards, like think about whatever the vision is that you have or whatever it is you want to achieve, and then work backwards and figure out what those tasks are. And then look at like what you can automate, what you can outsource, what systems you can put in place to make it easier for yourself. And if you want to get even more motivated on this whole like automation thing and like taking almost the like taking the blame away from yourself and taking that heaviness of like responsibility away from yourself, I'd highly recommend reading the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. It's probably one of the best personal development books I've ever read. What he works towards, or what he suggests you try out, is just putting systems in place in your life to make little habits and just these small, tiny little day-to-day changes that actually add up to make big changes in your overall life. And he's all about, I guess, recognizing our humanity and recognizing the fact that we are, you know, have varying energy levels day by day, that we have our own emotions and things that are going to hold us back, you know, in the moment. Like you're not always going to feel like doing the work. But if you have systems in place that make your environment a lot easier to work in, that force you, I suppose, into like these kind of routines and rituals where you just automatically start working on things, that it makes it so much easier. So it's kind of like a similar idea to what I'm talking about here. And it does, I guess, once you recognize yourself, like, okay, I'm human. I'm not always going to feel my best. I need to have some systems and automation and other people around me to support me in achieving my goals. It just makes it so much more manageable emotionally, you know? And I guess that other big mindset shift, which I've already touched on, and one thing that's been helping me a lot this year, is the whole like idea of reinvesting and like not seeing things as an expense. And again, like viewing it as like, I'm not paying somebody else, I'm actually buying my time. Like that's just been such a huge game changer for me. And I think probably something that I'm looking to outsource as well soon, particularly with the baby coming, it's like, okay, well, you know, if we can afford it, if we can fit it into our budget, I would love to have like a cleaner come to the house, maybe once a fortnight or once a week or so, just to save me and Steve the stress of like having to do that on top of having a little newborn baby, because I know that having a clean house makes us both feel like a lot more fresh and energized, and it'll be really nice just to have a clean space. So things like that. And I know that it's not always feasible depending on your financial situation, but I guess think about the systems maybe as well that you can do to help set yourself up for success if outsourcing is not an option. So even if it is a matter of, I want to go to the gym in the morning, what about putting your clothes out the night before to make it so easy for yourself? Or agreeing to meet a friend, for example, so you have some accountability. And those are systems in themselves. I know that they're like small tasks, but those are systems that are actually supporting you in achieving your goals. Whereas if you just went to bed really late and you didn't plan on like going to the gym, you didn't book a class, or you didn't agree to meet somebody, and you know, your stuff's in the wash, and then you wake up and then you're like, oh, I don't even know where my gym clothes are. It's so much easier to like turn off your alarm and go back to sleep rather than actually getting up and doing what it was you wanted to do. So in that example, you could even make like a little standard operating procedure for yourself where you're like, okay, well, the night before, you know, I know that I'm going to do a gym workout. I put all my clothes out the day before and then I set my alarm and I agree to meet somebody there, or I make a commitment to myself that, you know, I'm going to set two alarms or something like that and I'm going to go. And all of those are like supportive, really kind of nice self-care things in a way, because it's like you're recognizing your own humanity and being like, I'm probably not going to feel like that when I actually comes time to do it. And I'm going to just make it easy for myself now. And I think at the start as well, it's important to acknowledge too that this can take a little bit of adjusting and a bit of time too, especially if you've been working in a really chaotic way, leaving the fitness example behind or the gym example behind. But I sort of did take a bit of time at the beginning of the year to do like some housekeeping, like in terms of sorting out my finances and also like the different tools that I'm using. Like I did a bit of a review of all of the subscriptions that I have, like for Adobe, for various editing software that I use. I also updated like things like my life insurance and stuff, and getting all of this stuff tidy. Do you know what I mean? In your life, like knowing that it's all organized, like it does take a bit of time up front, and then it can feel a bit frustrating, especially if you've been in that like go, go, go mode where I had been, where I'd just been like, no, just content, content, content. But by taking the time to sort of step back a little bit and slow down and look at what I was doing, I feel like I'm actually setting myself up to go faster in the next part of the year. So it was just different for me to take that slower, kind of like more methodical approach to work when I've been in this go, go, go mode for so long, but it's actually really, really helping me now. So even if it feels like a bit of a pain in the ass, it just pays off so much, I think, longer term. So definitely think about where you can automate things in your life, where you might be able to outsource something, and it's going to make your life just so much easier and just feel task orientated with less emotion. And it's just things are kind of moving almost without you as much as possible, except for the tasks, obviously, that only you can do. But yeah, it's a really exciting kind of feeling when you're in this sort of flow zone and it's like feeling like kind of more business-like. So just to recap, the things that have been really helping me this year in terms of mindset shifts and the way that I'm approaching my work is setting a vision, first of all, having clarity on what it is that I actually want to achieve, and then writing out the tasks that I think I need to do in order to achieve that, then just staying really objective and task focused on it, doing a little bit of housekeeping, making sure that like I'm actually using like the tools and systems that I need to that are going to be more efficient in order to get these things done, finding like digital tools, software systems that are going to automate things as much as I can, like, you know, scheduling out social media posts, automating bank transfers, and then outsourcing where I can afford to as well, for people who either have more expertise than I do or who are simply like able to do things more efficiently and do some administrative tasks that I don't want to do, frankly. So where I can, reinvesting as much as I can afford to do so, so that I can grow and that I can continue to enjoy what I'm doing. Anyway, I hope these are useful, and I hope that this little mindset shift might be something that brings some positive change into your routine as well. Let me know if it has been helpful, and I hope you have an awesome week. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the Thrive Diaries podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you could leave a star rating on Spotify or a written review on Apple Podcasts. And this is really the best way to support the show because it improves our ranking in the algorithm. If you'd like more updates, be sure to follow me over on Instagram at vegandiaries with 3 underscores on the end, or join my mailing list on my website, vegan-diaries.com. Thank you so much for being here, and I will speak to you soon.